My husband and I were driving down I-65, still in Tennessee, but near the Alabama border, when a statue of giant chicken caught my eye, who was standing in front of a truck stop near Elton. I am grateful to be married to a man who will instantly pull off the highway when someone says, "Hey, let's take a selfie with that chicken." That particular chicken is an advertisement for the Shady Lawn Truck Stop's fried chicken plate. It is wearing a chef's hat. Its wings hold a giant fork and a giant carving knife underneath them. The combination makes for a troubling message. Chicken is both dinner and diner. It is also covered with graffiti, mostly people's names, but also an exhortation to read more. Unlike the existential conflict at the heart of the chicken's identity, that message I had no trouble decoding. Between Nashville and the Alabama Gulf Coast, where my husband and I were heading, there are quite a few unusual roadside attractions. An annual NASA Saturn rocket, all 168 feet of it, is posed as if for blastoff at the Alabama Welcome Center near Ardmore. The Ave Maria Grotto, where a Benedictine monk built a 112 miniature replicas of famous buildings, religious sites, and shrines, all made in part from objects found such as cold cream jars and toilet floaters, occupies a four-acre park in Coleman. 55 miles south of this, Jerusalem in miniature in Birmingham, the cosmology goes back even further. Rising above the city is a mammoth statue of Vulcan, the Roman god of fire and the forge. It is the world's largest cast-iron statue, but during the years when I was growing up, there in its fame lay primarily in its peculiar attire. Vulcan is wearing nothing but a blacksmith apron and knee-high sandals, and his bare buttocks shine a moon right at the adjacent city of Homewood. Perhaps because that image is still fresh in mind, and by the time drivers on I-65 reach Chilton County, center of the Alabama peach-growing region, it's hard not to see a connection between Birmingham's famous landmark and Chilton County's water tower, which was built in the shape of an authentic cleft peach. 10 miles down the road, as if to punish such thoughts, there's a billboard directing motorists to go to church or the devil will get you that graced the interstate near Prattville for many decades before a storm knocked it down in 2016. In 2017, heavy rains kept the surrounding soil too wet for the necessary repairs. The devil is trying to knock it all down, but we're going back to get it back up, the son of the Montgomery man who first erected the billboard told a reporter. Satan apparently lost the battle last year. The sign is now back in place, the original red-tailed devil intact, and the monstrous red scythe the devil is holding could surely take even the Elton chicken's carving knife in a fight.